Hi there, this is the automatically deleted husband, still trying to reconcile with his wife. It amazes me. Today I got my boots were being put new heels on them, and they're supposed to be ready tomorrow. The guy called me, said they're ready today. So it was 90 degrees, 91, I think was the sign I saw when it went by. And I went, did a 5-mile hike just because I needed to get my boots. You know, it's interesting how important those things have become to me. But I got new heels on them, so I'm pleased. And I did do my hill on the way back just to rub it in. But anyway, tomorrow, it was good that it happened because tomorrow, I was informed earlier today, we have scheduled a conference call. And again, it's still mind-boggling to me because I remember like when we were in Europe, how expensive it was when we called back to the United States. It was kind of like a lot of money. Now tomorrow we're going to be on the phone perhaps for hours. Two or three people going to be in Argentina. I don't know if anybody from Barbados will be on the call or not. Perhaps it's happened. And then obviously Georgia. And here in Tennessee, so it's so easy to do that. It's so easy to communicate over distance. You deny me access to my kids as the law that you turn to, the state you turn to says I have access to my kids. You deny the command of the Lord to love, to reconcile. You deny the command of the state to allow the dad to communicate with his kids. That is really disgusting. But I love you anyway. I don't hold it against you. I'm asking for you to lower the barrier for communications and open the door for reconciliation. The door's open on my end. You know that. Voicemail number 1000 is getting close. And I'll be very, very straightforward. I plan to be loud. Loud in the sense that I tell a lot of people. Because I need a breakthrough. I'm not going to use the state because I'm a follower of Christ. But again, it's the, we see in Matthew, first you go direct, you go with somebody else, which, you know, in a way I've tried. And then you go to the church, meaning the ecclesia, the people, not religious leadership. Dorothy Jane, my lady, I'm in love with you. I'm not going to turn from you. And I am your man.